the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 7, this is 2107 star, I call it 2, another 2107. Baruch Hashem, the 15th of Adar Tavshid Gimel, Brooklyn, Baruch HaVishalim. This is addressed to a woman. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter that is dated the 7th day of Iyar, in which you write that you as a teacher in Beis Yaakov wants to know if it's correct what she heard, that they permitted for girls to study Gemara, the Talmud. But she does not, you don't articulate which Gemara and in what way. So the Rebbe says the ways of study that are necessary, generally, which really hinges on the characteristics of the students, their capabilities, their knowledge, and the foundations to set up the details in it, is based upon what it's explained in the laws of Talmud Torah, of study Torah in Yoredei, Simreish Yom Zayin, Siv Gimel, and also the commentators over there. And what is the result and the point, the latest conclusion you can find in the laws of Talmud Torah for the Alter Rebbe, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, in the end of chapter 1. This is quoting now the Alter Rebbe. Also, women are obligated to learn the laws that are necessary for them so that they need to know them, such as the laws of Nida, immersion, salting, the prohibition of being alone with a man, and similar, all of the positive mitzvahs that are not time-bound, and all of the mitzvahs that are prohibition, both of the Torah and of the rabbinic origin, the women are obligated just like the men. So there's plenty of halachas, plenty of laws that they need to learn in order, as the Alter Rebbe says there. In addition to that, in our days, the Rebbe says, when the basis of our religion has become weakened by the general public, especially the youth, and we already have this kind of look at the world, the Rebbe calls this armumius, because a kind of a conniving, you know, realizing, I get, they're not so, the world is not such an innocent world anymore. Everybody is sort of not straight, you know, trying to. So the Rebbe says we have to teach also the girls need to study the Torah. Because in several years from now, everything is going to hinge on them, the conduct of the home. We have to teach them the beauty of Torah. We have to make them aware the view of our Holy Torah and those problems that they would have to face on their day-to-day life as a woman to her husband and as a mother to her children. And as the practice has shown, the latest years, how much it's important for the women to know these ideas. They need to know these views because they have to deal with them. So, in conjunction with this, so in the later years, it is impossible without it. We need the girls to have at least, minimally, a knowledge of the beginnings of the teaching of Chassidus, which brings to a more inner feeling in matters that are between Hashem, between a person and Hashem. To love Hashem, to fear Hashem, to love another fellow, to love the Torah. If these knowledge is necessary for men and individual women, so how much more so it is important for those who are whose job and are occupied in education, because they have a certain amount of influence on the young generation. And therefore, even a small mistake and a little tilt from the straight path of the teacher and the educator could bring lots of damage to all of the educated. It is no need to go into more length, and the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that you don't mention in your letter more details about your work as a teacher and also about the students in the circle, in the area in which you find yourself. The Rebbe blesses for success to bring and elevate your students in the path that leads to Beit Kel, to the house of Hashem. This was written in the name of the Rebbe by the secretary. So, I guess there was a notion in the previous years, and it's actually based on the Gemara, that in the Talmud, that women should not study the Talmud, that women should not be taught. And she was asking, and the Rebbe had a little bit of a different approach, that as we see here, that girls and in schools should be. And the Rebbe says, the way to teach and how this is, but the basis is that women have to learn a lot to know their halachas, even that apply to them. So there is tremendous amount of learning to be done over there. And the Rebbe adds, now women have to learn Hasidus as well, the basic foundation. Because, first of all, the Rebbe also says that these young girls are going to be mothers, are going to be wives, and they need to know how to contend with all of the various life situations. And the Rebbe says the Rebbe doesn't articulate it so much, but in the olden days, I mean, the daughters and the wives, they stayed home, basically. But today we come in contact, so they know all the ways of the world. We might as well teach them the basis of the Torah, so they know how to contend with the other issues, especially as we talk about loving Hashem, fearing Hashem, loving thy fellow, loving the Torah. So especially educators need to be involved in it, the Rebbe says, because it's a lot. They make a small mistake, a lot of their students might, you know, not get fully what they're supposed to get. So therefore, the Rebbe does encourage her to go ahead and do the learning of the Talmud, whatever else there is.